This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Tisha Week and Kelly Anisa. Earlier in the show, we talked about radiation contamination from a patient who got nuclear medicine therapy. Before we get to our second story, a quick check on social media.
So we asked you, do you think any of these topics should be off limits for comedians, and which one? There's race and religion, politics, gender, and nothing is off limits. So far, most of you are saying nothing is off limits.
Well, that's interesting because that relates to our second story. Mm-hmm. But if you do want to weigh in, you can take the poll at BFM Radio. You can tweet us there as well. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 7732-2900. Tell us what you think the limits of comedy should be, because over the weekend, comedian Trevor Noah created an online uproar when he made jokes about the escalating tensions between India and Pakistan on an episode of his show, The Daily Show, which is on Comedy Central. He has since apologized for the joke, but the issue does bring up an interesting question, which is whether some things are just too serious to be joked about.
Yeah, and Noah's segment came in the wake of the events of in the past 2 weeks, where there has been an escalation of tensions between India and Pakistan, and both countries claim ownership over Kashmir, and this has resulted in decades of animosity. And now India and Pakistan have previously fought two wars and a limited conflict over the Kashmir issue. And last week, Pakistan shot down an Indian fighter jet and captured an Indian pilot who was later released. And shelling over the border of dividing Kashmir continued over the weekend with civilian casualties on both sides. And adding to the seriousness of the situation is the fact that both nations own nuclear weapons.
Definitely an issue that is both very serious and fraught with historical problems with very real repercussions. So before we get to the reactions to Noah's jokes, for those of you who didn't watch the episode, here's a clip of the segment.
I hope India and Pakistan don't go to war. But if they did go to war, it would probably be the most entertaining war of all time, yeah? Because the Indian soldiers would run out on the battlefield and they'd be like, time for you to die! It would also be the longest war of all time. Another dance number?
So I actually watched this segment in a bit of a vacuum before a lot of these reactions came up. And I mean, we are giggling a little bit
listening to it. Only because his mimicry is on spot. Right?
And, you know, we've all watched Bollywood movies, right? And so he's not far from the truth in terms of what many people expect. But I must say, when I watched the segment, a part of me felt slightly, now I'm not going to say offended, but then I'm not very easily offended anyway. But it felt to me like it was a little maybe insensitive or tone deaf. I mean, we are talking about two nations that have gone to war.
Yes.
And it felt a little bit maybe...
It would be like joking about Israel and Palestine,
right,
for
which
example.
People do, which you know, to do. Be fair.
Yeah.
So,
and hence the ongoing debate, as always, right? Are these things fodder for comedians?
Right. Yeah. So I did have... I mean, like, I feel like... I did have some mixed reactions to this episode. So maybe we can kind of see what the outrage has been, and then we can talk about this a bit later.
So following the episode, you know, there have been thousands of people criticizing Noah online, calling the segment insensitive and flippant and even racist. Some said he was mocking the idea of war between India and Pakistan, which can be a life and death issue for many people.
And here are some of the tweets that were posted. My parents are stranded in India. All flights flying over Pakistan are cancelled due to the mounting tension. I am worried about their safety and the safety of my relatives there. But look, another played out Bollywood joke. Someone else said, so Trevor Noah thinks an India-Pakistan war would be funny. Yeah, it's humor or dark humor or just blatant ignorance of the millions of lives that have been lost in the Indo-Pak conflict since 1947. Not cool at all. And someone else wrote that war isn't funny or entertaining. Hindi is not gibberish, and your set smacks of essentialism and a patronizing generalization.
So those are some very strong reactions, and not unusual, right? There are always these kinds of responses when comedians kind of touch on issues that are hot button or yes. sensitive. So as we said before, Noah has apologized for his remarks. He responded to a Twitter user by saying, "I'm sorry that this hurt you and others. That's not what I was trying to do." He also said that he himself uses comedy to process pain and discomfort, and pointed out that he had even made jokes about his mother being shot in the head.
Right.
I mean, you know, Trevor Noah, of course, is South African. Mm-hmm. He lived through the apartheid. Mm-hmm. He was biracial. He himself does not come from a sort of cushy
place of
life.
Privilege.
Yeah, himself. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he also knows what conflict is about. So those are important factors in the way he reacts to some of these things, right? He did, however, invite criticism again by saying on his Twitter, following up his initial apology by saying that he was amazed that his joke about the conflict trended more than the story of the actual conflict. He said, "Sometimes it seems like people are more offended by the jokes comedians make about an issue than the issue itself."
Actually, that's very true. I don't think I saw much of their outrage aimed at the actual escalation of what happened, you know, between the forces. Mm-hmm. But this, wow, everyone's on it.
You know? But you can also see why people are saying it kind of seems like a non-apology, right? Because you apologize and then you say, "Oh, but, you know, this." And that's, usually when you say sorry and then you say, "but this," often people wonder whether you're really apologizing or not.
And it also should be pointed out that there were just as many people, even those from India and Pakistan, who seem to have no issues with the jokes. And many social media users called out the criticism as pointless outrage when there were bigger issues to worry about when it came to the conflict.
Yep, that's true.
So let's hear from someone who does comedy for a living. We spoke earlier to Dr. Jason Leong, who many of you will recognize from his stand-up shows. Jason, what were your thoughts when you first saw the jokes Trevor Noah made on India and Pakistan?
Well, like most things these days, I heard about the uproar about the joke before the actual joke itself. Nowadays, outrage is like the trailer for jokes. So I read the joke and I thought it was a pretty harmless, kind of nice joke, but that's the perspective of a Malaysian Chinese comedian living far, far away from Pakistan and India and having only vague knowledge of the conflict. So I do understand the joke. I like the joke. But I guess I'm not surprised at the outrage, especially when the outrage is a little bit too enthusiastic and misguided, in my opinion.
What are some of the things to keep in mind when doing comedy about complex topics like politics and culture?
I like to believe that in comedy, nothing is sacrosanct. Everything is fair game for comedy. Everything can be joked about. Comedy is the last bastion of free speech, so comedy should be free to touch on anything and everything. However, I do have to issue a disclaimer here that in Malaysia, I stay away from jokes relating to Islam or the royalty because the sad reality is that jokes about these two topics will get anyone into a world of trouble. That is the reality.
So Trevor Noah talks about humour being a way to process pain and discomfort. What are your thoughts on this?
This is absolutely true. I have watched many great comedy specials like Hannah Gadsby's Nanette, or Corey White's The Cane Toad Effect, or even Hasan Minhaj's Homecoming King, all of which are vehicles to process tragedies and traumas and present them via comedy. Once you can joke about something, you begin to understand, to process, to begin to move on, and more importantly, begin to heal inside. There's a saying in our business, which is comedy is tragedy plus time. It's a formula that's been proven again and again, like Einstein's E equals MC squared.
And with social media, reactions to comedy can be almost immediate. How does this affect or change the way comedians now present their material?
Well, it has changed the way comedy is produced and distributed for sure. Social media has made every form of art adapt to become more bite-sized, quicker and faster, and comedy is no different. But stand-up comedy remains the same. You are just there on stage telling jokes. A stand-up comedian cannot afford to think of what will happen if this joke is on the internet and people get upset. The duty and responsibility of the comic is to the audience in the room. What happens beyond that is after the fact and secondary. And the beauty of stand-up comedy is this, that even in its original form, as a live show, the feedback is immediate also. So the rapidness of reaction is not something new to stand-up comedians.
And what happens when, like in this case, a joke causes offence or even hurt? What is the best course of action for the comedian to take?
Every joke will have one person or the other taking offense. There is not a single joke on the internet right now which doesn't have someone in the comments section going, "I'm offended." It's just that sometimes the amount of people taking offense grows loud enough to get media attention. I mean, that's why we are discussing this, right? And again, there are many forms of comedy, but for stand-up comedy, my personal rule is, if I am comfortable saying it at a stand-up comedy show, no matter how many people get upset, I will never apologize. If a comic has gone through all the steps from writing, rehearsing, testing, and then finally walking up to the mic and telling the joke in front of a live audience, then come what may, a stand-up comedian should never apologize. Seinfeld, Gervais, Rock, all the greats never apologized. And most of the time, the apology will never be good enough. There is a local example of this. Najib Ali, a Singaporean comedian, once made a very, very tame joke about our then Prime Minister Najib Razak on a Singaporean TV show called OK Chope. This was before 9th of May. It caused a major uproar in Malaysia, which prompted the TV show in Singapore to apologize on its next episode. Now, after the apology, did the ruckus stop? No! They continued making noise and Najib Ali, the comedian, was stripped of his contracts with Astro and the show OK Chope was cancelled. So what did the apology achieve except pandering to those people who made so much noise? Nothing! The key here is intent. Now, this Trevor Noah saga, I mean, a lot of people thought it was a funny joke too. And I can see where Trevor is coming from. He's just trying to lighten the tension by comparing the conflict with something he thought was universally beautiful. A Bollywood movie, which we all know tend to be long and have musical numbers. There was no attack whatsoever. There was no intent to hurt the Indians or the Pakistanis. So you know what? At the end of the day, just keep performing. Just keep writing jokes. Just keep joking and laughing because there will always be someone who would get offended. So just keep doing good work.
That was stand-up comedian Dr. Jason Leong sharing his thoughts on the backlash Trevor Noah has been facing for his jokes on the India-Pakistan tension. I think some pretty frank and interesting opinions there from Jason, mm-hmm. right?
And yeah. He mentioned what we were talking about, that the apology, and he feels that there's no need, you should never apologize mm-hmm. because he's not going to please everyone anyway.
Yeah. Right, mm-hmm. and like in this case, your apology even sometimes generates more backlash mm-hmm. and then it kind of keeps
the media cycle going.
And so this, of course, isn't the first time a comedian has caught a controversy on social media. So Kevin Hart gave up hosting the Oscars in December because, you know, some homophobic jokes that he made in the past surfaced online again. Mm. And Chelsea Handler was accused of racism in 2015 when she tweeted about actress Lupita Nyong'o and linked her to her own book about Uganda.
Yeah, when Lupita is from Kenya.
Yeah, exactly. And Seth MacFarlane was accused of being sexist with some of his jokes when he hosted the Oscars in 2013.
Yeah, so I think we do have actually some interesting thoughts about this from people who are tweeting us, right?
Yeah, so but before that, checking on our Twitter poll, we asked you, do you think any of these topics should be off limits for comedians? Most of you have said nothing is off limits, followed by some of you saying that race and religion should be off limits. And then gender, 6% of you said gender, and the other 2% of you said politics. Manso Akhtar Hasutan, the user, he said that, or she said that the only limiter would be the title or context of the comedy show or act. Otherwise, in this new age of the hashtag MeToo and Black Lives Matter and populism and nationalism, etc., anyone and everyone can be easily offended. Hashtag Hati Tisu. Admittedly, she said that I might fidget myself. And Farhan Isha said that as long as the joke doesn't mock or belittle any particular group or individual, it should be okay. And humor is supposed to bring people together, not tear them apart. And this, of course, was followed by a reply by someone who, Rio Ayamani, Ayanami, who said that comedy is just the truth delivered at a different speed. If the mocking is done right, it's fine, and we should all be able to laugh about it.
You know, the idea of what is mockery is in itself very subjective.
Exactly, yeah. Right?
You may think that what you are saying, the manner in which you're mocking is benign or affectionate, as I think some of the responses to Trevor Noah's segment was that it's sort of gently poking fun at a much beloved aspect of Indian culture.
Yeah, and actually the part that's not in the clip that we had, because it comes a little later, is he actually sort of giggles after it and he goes, oh, I love Bollywood.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so I mean, that softens, I think, that impression that what he's intending to do is mock.
Mm. But then again, it's up to interpretation,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah. I do think also that for me with that particular joke, right, what was missing in some ways, and maybe this goes back to the idea that at the end of the day, is it a good joke? Was it a good segment in terms of the work and the writing that goes into it?
That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
It felt like a lazy segment.
It did feel lazy. It felt easy. Mm. Bollywood jokes when it comes to India are actually quite tired, you know, and for someone who's quite fresh like Trevor Noah, and I often find that in the past, even when he has done something like Israel-Palestine or like very serious issues like Black Lives Matter, even when he starts off with something quite flippant, usually there's a sort of a balance where, you know, things do get serious, or there's a counterpoint where you talk about why that humor is being used to address something important.
Yeah.
This segment didn't do that. And I think for me, that's actually a bigger failure than trying to mock. I mean, I'm not sure whether you guys generally, I don't know, do you get offended by comedy easily?
No, not for me. I mean, I found the joke funny, but then again, I am not from India or Pakistan.
Or Palestine.
Yeah, or even Israel. So I guess I can't speak about it from a personal point of view, but the way I looked at it was that I think he was poking fun at the absurdity of the situation and not the fact that people were losing their lives and it was something to joke about, you know?
But I guess, you know, I think, and Jason mentioned this a little bit, he talked about intent. And how do you measure intent is also something that's quite difficult, right?
Yes.
Obviously, a lot of times, and when we talk about things like when people feel harassed or abused or whatever, it's not the intent of the person inflicting the harm, it's the effect on the recipient. And whether we should be applying those rules in a situation like this, does that then stifle what comedy becomes, you know, like these are questions that I think more and more with social media we've started addressing and often having to deal with in many ways over and over again.
Because you have two audiences, as Jason said, you have your responsibility. Well, you think your responsibility is to the audience in the room, but the conversation keeps going if somebody captures it on social media.
Yeah,
and there's a reverb to it and it goes out of control.
And
very
it goes
often.
Out of context, right?
Yes,
like when you just pluck one joke when it's part of a larger set.
That's right.
Chris Rock actually gave an interview where he said that he has started censoring himself at gigs. And he was saying that because most of the time for comedians, they are sort of intimate gigs where they just perform at a club and it's not going to be broadcast on TV, is where you kind of workshop jokes, right? And you gauge people's reactions. And often how something sounds in your head is very different from how it sounds when it's being performed, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, historically, that's how comedians would gauge what hits a mark, what's too far. But now, because everyone can film something immediately, none of these gigs are intimate or private anymore, right? Yep. And so they end up on social media. And he says that he essentially has to rein it in even before it's been made into a thing, because he's worried that he's going to be branded, you know, some kind of extreme label.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is damaging for most kind of art.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember reading a while back, and I can't recall which or where I read it from. I think a comedian was talking about how he or she felt very limited in the kind of content that, you know, they could come up with these days. Like, you never know when it's going to offend someone. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, you don't even realize it's offensive until it's shared by so many people pointing that out. And yeah.
I think in relation to that, one of the ideas that a lot of people have been talking about recently, people like Hannah Gadsby, is that this idea of punching up versus punching down, and how as a comedian, when you make a joke, you think about who is the target of that joke and are you punching up? Because then comedy becomes a tool for fighting oppression or for creating a revolution almost. But when you punch down, you're just being a bully.
Yes.
Right? Because then you're targeting people who don't have a voice to fight back. And maybe what social media is doing is that it's actually almost leveling the playing ground in some ways.
Yeah.
Is that it's giving more people a voice than ever did before.
Yeah. So I think you asked the question, are we offended by comedians or by comedy? I'm offended when they don't put enough thought into their act.
Exactly.
And again, with this Trevor Noah thing, I felt like he just landed on a very tired old gag that perhaps also with to an audience and within an audience that is not familiar with Asian and South Asian politics.
Right, yes.
And therefore, with very little research, that was the cheap laugh that he could get.
Right. And yes, you're right. I think that is actually more damaging than, that's actually more the issue to be talked about than whether it's offensive or not. Because poor writing and poor work then, yes,
perpetuates
poor stereotypes, poor ideas. Yeah. And nobody actually learns anything from that segment, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. How's our poll going?
Do you think any of these topics should be off limits for comedians? 56% of you have said nothing is off limits. 36% of you said race and religion. 5% of you said gender, while 2% of you said politics.
I think that's interesting, right? That in Malaysia, I mean, I'm race assuming most...
Religion.
Yeah, it's something that's drilled into us that we don't make fun or touch on these issues.
And like even within, you know, family and friends, the going out for dinner and all that, right? You sort of know that there are certain things you shouldn't talk about.
Yeah.
And it's always race and religion.
But it is heartening that most people seem to think that nothing is off limits. Mm. I mean, and I'm going to caveat that by saying try to punch up, not punch down.
Yeah. Yes, not using it to bully.
To bully, If you do want to join the conversation on whether you think there should be limits to comedy, or if you have thoughts on our previous story, which was about a very interesting story about
radiation.
You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also call us at 77-33-2900. That is all we have for you today on the Daily Digest, but you can keep the conversation going with us. You can also check us out on Facebook. Just look up BFM The Bigger Picture. If you missed any part of this show, you can download our podcasts at bfm.my/dailydigest on our BFM app or also on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Speakeasy, we have a special International Women's Day episode. Sheena Bauruddin will be discussing poetry and advocacy with Zafran Arifin of Sisters in Islam and Mastura Rashid of Empower Malaysia. We leave you with The Joke Explained by Wilco, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.